This goes to Dr. Janu, J-I-N-U, Puthan Parampal, P like Paul, U-T-H-E, N like November, P like Paul, A-R-A, M like Mary, P like Paul, I-L. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Shirley, middle initial A like Ann, last name Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, date of birth 3/21 of 1950. Dear Dr. Puthan Parampal, this is a consultation for Mrs. Anthony for evaluation of low magnesium. She actually has been on 800 milligram a day of magnesium, and she does take that regularly and does not miss doses. And she did have a magnesium level of 1.5 April 14th of this year. Prior to that, levels were borderline, 1.6 October of 22 and 1.7 May of 22, despite the oral magnesium therapy. The patient does not have routine nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. It's actually very rare. No muscle cramps, no leg pain or fatigue. She's actually very active for her age of 73 years. She's going to be starting to ride a bicycle that she just purchased also for further exercise. She's had type 2 diabetes for many years that has been very well controlled, and high blood pressure, but that's also been well controlled with medications. No history of kidney stones, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood in the urine. No syncopal episodes or dizziness, no vertigo. No heart history, no congestive heart failure, chest pain. Nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms. She does have severe chronic low back pain with sciatica and numbness and tingling down both legs, and left slightly worse than the right. And she does suffer from iron deficiency anemia. She did have a colonoscopy in 2018 due to iron deficiency and anemia, and was found to have several colon polyps. The repeat colonoscopy in 2020 was normal, and I believe she's scheduled for her next colonoscopy 5 years from then, which would be 2025. And she denies any visible blood in the stool or any pain, no constipation or bowel changes. Past medical history is significant for colon polyps, type 2 diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, bilateral cataracts, chronic low back pain with sciatica, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, a benign hepatic cyst, anemia, the iron deficiency type, and allergic rhinitis. Past surgical history, colonoscopy times two, as previously described, laparoscopic cholecystectomy in 2019, history of total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salping oophorectomy, left knee surgery, scope, and nasal septum surgery. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow, and she is retired. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, COPD, and stroke. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies. She's allergic to the tetanus injection and the tetanus and diphtheria injection. Medications: Lipitor 40 milligram daily, gabapentin 600 milligram three times a day, lisinopril 30 milligram daily, magnesium oxide 400 milligram twice a day, metformin 1,000 milligrams extended release twice a day, Lantus insulin 3 units at bedtime, multivitamin daily, Preserve Vision 2 daily, calcium 600 milligram 2 a day, probiotics 1 a day, vitamin D3 is 400 units once a day. Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once daily. Physical examination, weight is 140 pounds, pulse 82, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120/70. Her neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen. Bowel sounds normal times 4, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, there's no edema, brisk capillary refill, pulses 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done April. Where are we at here? April 14th of 2023. The magnesium level, as previously stated, was 1.5. Creatinine normal at 0.7. Electrolytes normal. Calcium 8.9. Albumin 4.4. And her hemoglobin is 12.4 with normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio, normal, 13. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.9. Lipid panel, the cholesterol is 186. Triglycerides are 168. HDL 53, LDL 106. Iron, this was 10/25 of 22, 73. Iron saturation, 20. Ferritin is 18, all on the low side of normal. And she had a abdominal ultrasound of bladder and kidneys, and this was done 7/2 of 2019. Right kidney, normal size, 10.9. No cysts. Stones, masses, no hydronephrosis. Left kidney was 11 centimeters without hydronephrosis or stones, and there was a simple cyst noted. Assessment and plan, mild hypomagnesianemia. The one finding was 1.5 on full dose of oral magnesium replacement. She's been normal in the past, even though it's been on the low side. She has not been using any oral PPIs or histamine blockers, and she's not on diuretics. We have cautioned her against the use of anything over-the-counter PPI or histamine blocker. She was on iron supplementation, and she may need recheck for that in October. When you reevaluate her anemia history. Right now, she's currently not using any oral iron. We will have her recheck some renal labs and a CBC and magnesium level and a urinalysis in October of this year. If the magnesium levels are normal, we won't recommend a follow-up, so she's on standby at this point. But if they remain low, further testing will be recommended and done, and we will also schedule a follow-up with her at that time. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.